Support for this public radio podcast comes from AIG Travel Guard, providing travel insurance designed to help travelers face the unexpected. Learn more at travelguard.com.
Funding for Think comes from SMU's Informal Courses for Adults.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. It has been 35 years since Roe v. Wade gave American women the legal right to end unwanted pregnancies. But the mission of Planned Parenthood began nearly 60 years before that landmark decision, providing services including contraception, disease prevention, counseling, and cancer screening. Planned Parenthood's ongoing 21st century goals include providing comprehensive education about sexual health and working toward public policies that make reproductive health education and health care safe and universally acceptable regardless of income. My guest today directs that mission. Texas native Cecile Richards is national president of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. She's a founder of the Texas Freedom Network and former deputy chief of staff for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She is also the daughter of the late and legendary Texas Governor Ann Richards. She is in town to speak at the Planned Parenthood Luncheon that takes place tomorrow afternoon in Fort Worth. You can find information about that at our website. Cecile, welcome to Think.
Thanks, Chris. It's good to be here.
So Texas has the highest rate of teen pregnancy in the United States. Do you have any theories as to why that's the case?
Well, I think one of the problems we have in Texas is that we have very, you know, high rate of uninsured folks who don't have medical care. And so one of the most important things that Planned Parenthood works on is making sure that young people, as well as adult women, have access to affordable and accessible family planning and healthcare services. And I think the other thing, and I know this has been mentioned even in the Dallas Morning News recently, is that we still have a very strict policy in the state of only teaching abstinence to young people. And I think it's really important that we start not only talking about abstinence, but also giving young people information they need about birth control, about preventing an unintended pregnancy, and preventing sexually transmitted infections, which unfortunately are also on the rise with young people in America.
You hear from a lot of parents who mean well, but they say, well, if I teach my kids everything, if I tell them everything, they're going to take that as condoning whatever it is they want to do.
Sure. Well, I know as a parent of two teenagers, I know exactly how it feels. Talking about sex is almost like the last thing that you want to do. And yet, really, the best educators about sex and prevention are parents. And what we find is that parents are really happy to have sort of assistance in having these conversations with their young people. That's why Planned Parenthood does so much to educate parents as well as young adults. The other thing that might be reassuring to some of the folks listening is that what we have found over the years is actually the more you have the conversation with young people and with teenagers about prevention, about birth control, about sexuality, the less likely they are to engage in risky behavior or to have sex before they're really ready, emotionally and mature enough to handle that.
It does strike me as a strange sort of dichotomy in our culture that we, on the one hand, are so entertained by sex. And obviously, there's huge amounts of money in entertainment that is focused entirely on sex. And
right.
yet, discussing sexuality, which in a lot of ways is a medical issue, it just seems like something that nobody wants to do. And that's not a problem that's shared by a lot of other industrialized countries. What is it about American
right.
culture?
I don't know, but you know, I know I think about it because I grew up in Dallas. And I remember, you know, when I was growing up, we watched the Dick Van Dyke Show. And I think Rob and Mary Petrie didn't even sleep in the same bed. I mean, it was a completely different kind of environment. And now my teenagers, you know, you turn on any television show, the OC or the Gossip Girls or whatever it is, and there's sex everywhere, except for where it really needs to be. I mean, we really need to have a more open conversation about sex and prevention and responsibility, both at home and I think in the schools. So it is. It's true. We've got to get over this. Recognize that our kids are trying to navigate a much different landscape than we did growing up, and that really they're looking to us for answers and just real honest information about their health.
Can you talk for a minute about who seeks services at Planned Parenthood?
Mm-hmm. Well, we serve anyone. And the thing that's important that I think people know about Planned Parenthood is 97% of our services are about prevention. That means birth control services, counseling. We do cervical cancer screenings, breast exams. We do a lot of midlife services now for older women, a whole host of services. About 75% of our patients patients are low income or qualify for assistance. But we have a number of people who come to Planned Parenthood, a number of women who come to us because we are an expert in reproductive health care and family planning, and often can give women more information about their family planning options than maybe a so-called regular doctor.
What about women who seek abortions? Of course, for a lot of people, the stereotype is that it's a teenage girl who has sort of snuck away and not told her parents. And I'm wondering how close that is to reality.
Well, abortion is, again, it's a very small part of what we do, but Planned Parenthood, as well as others, do provide safe and legal abortion care for women. And it's not really young women. A lot of women that seek abortions are already parents, and they may have already, had children, have the size of family they feel like that they can, responsibly take care of and raise. And so a number of women in this country who do seek an abortion already have a family, and it's just a matter of their personal decision making.
We've heard a lot over the past few years about the abortion rates falling in this country. Yeah. What do you think is the reason for that?
Well, the study just came out actually a couple of weeks ago by the Guttmacher Institute, which was very interesting, saying for the first, that the abortion rates are going down, and I really think that that's a success at prevention, which again, that's Planned Parenthood's main mission. Is if we do more preventative health care, then abortions are less necessary and a whole host of other health care issues. So I think it's really having better education, better access to health care services. And frankly, that's where I think we're seeing these rates go down. That's where I think we could do a better job, frankly, as a native Texan. That's where I think we could do a better job in Texas, is just making sure that any woman who really needs preventative health care, including family planning, can get it. We see Planned Parenthood sees about 500,000 women every year in Texas. There's another 1 million women who really qualify for affordable birth control and family planning, but who currently can't access services.
Cecile Richards is my guest. She's national president of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. I want to talk for a minute about it's been 30 years since Roe v. Wade. I would imagine no one working at Planned Parenthood or elsewhere celebrates when an abortion has to be performed. Right. But I wonder if that has kept the conversation really difficult, that a sort of stigma has to remain attached to the procedure. And is there a way to sort of talk about the need for terminating pregnancies without automatically getting both sides, honestly, to reach really polemical places to start their arguments?
Well, I think there's enormous common ground in this country, and I really do think it's around prevention and education. And that's what, regardless of the state, I think what people in this country, I think, really have come to believe, and now 35 years after this law, after the court decision, is that I think people feel like this is a pretty much of a settled issue in America. And when you talk to Americans about what they want to see happen, what they really want to see happen is less unintended pregnancy, fewer teens getting pregnant before they're ready to be parents, more prevention work, more access to birth control and education for women who need it. So I just think there is huge common ground everywhere. And that's really what we're working to do at Planned Parenthood, is have that conversation. And really, that is the focus of most of our work. I think this has become a political issue by folks who want to use it as a political issue, when really what we're talking about is basic health care for women and for families. And we need to put it back in that realm.
Do the people who would be in a position to potentially need an abortion at some point, do they tend to vote?
That's an interesting question. I actually never really looked at that correlation. I think most women, though, whether, this is the way I think about our Planned Parenthood patients, they come to see us, whether for family planning, for abortion, for cervical cancer screenings. They come to see us not to make a political statement. They come to us in every state in the country because they need affordable, first-rate reproductive health care. And so I think that our patients don't think of this as a political issue. I think, unfortunately, it's been used by some folks who see it as only as a political issue. But most women, they get up in the morning not thinking about this as a political issue, but as basic health care that they need and that their families need.
Speaking of political issues, has Planned Parenthood endorsed a candidate yet in the election?
We have not endorsed a presidential candidate, although we've been been happy that there are many presidential candidates who have actually solicited our support and come to speak to our members and our leadership about where they stand on women's health care issues. And I think that once the primary season sort of sorts itself out here for both the Republicans and the Democrats, I think the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, which is our political arm, will make an endorsement and will work very, very hard to elect a president who supports women's health care.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. In just a few minutes, we will take some calls, and you will have your chance to speak to Cecile Richards, who is the national president of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Right now, though, we have a different telephone number for you, and it is 1-800-456-5372, or you can go online to kera.org, click on that support button, and become the next new or renewing member of this station. I'm joined now by Jeff Whittington, who is senior producer of Think, and he is also the host of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Chris. And hello to you. Thanks very much for tuning in today. We are very excited to have Cecile Richards here as our guest on the show today. Just to remind you, yesterday we had the ambassador of Egypt to the United States. Just because it's membership week doesn't mean we don't pull in the heavy hitters here, folks. And we're thrilled that you're with us listening today. We hope that you'll be with us as a supporting member by calling 1-800-456-5372 or joining online at kera.org.
This is a place where you can come to discuss your ideas, to hear other people discuss their ideas. You may have very strong opinions about one guest or another, about one topic or another. Coming up after this, we have an hour where we're going to talk about the rise of superpowers other than the United States and what our place in the world will be. This is a two-hour block every day where we try to bring you ideas from every corner of the world. And we know that you appreciate that. The phone calls that you give us and the emails that you send us tell us over and over that this is the kind of programming that you find unduplicated anywhere else in North Texas. We would ask that you acknowledge that with financial support, because that's the only way we can continue to bring you this programming without having to think about commercial sponsors and things like that. This allows us to remain sort of independent of those influences. You can call us at 1-800-456-5372 and become a member. And we have lots of nice ways to say thank you, as always.
We can thank you with your very own Think mug. It's the black, sort of the timeless and classic black ceramic mug with the Think logo on it. If you tune into the Think television program on Friday evenings and on Sunday mornings on KERA 13, and I know many of you do, you've seen this very mug on the set. In the hands
nice.
Of Vicente Fox, in the hands of Gene Wilder, in the hands of Karen Hughes. Maybe we didn't have the mugs for Karen Hughes, but you've seen this mug in the hands of our guests. You can have your very own if you join the station at the $60 membership level. If you join at the $150 level on a credit card, Chris.
Pretty amazing. February 18th, Lady Smith Black Mambazo is going to be at Fort Worth Bass Hall, and we will be able to send you, with our compliments, two orchestra-level seats when you make a contribution with your credit card at the $150 level. So this is a really wonderful way to say thanks. I don't know how much the tickets cost if you were to buy them. I can't imagine they'd be too much less than that. Here you get the tickets, and you make a substantial contribution to KERA at the same time. It's doing two great things all at once when you call 1-800-456-5372.
It is your public radio station. There are many other public radio stations in this country, across this country, like it, but there is none that is exactly like KERA. Programming decisions and the booking and planning and preparation for this show, all that's done right here in this building, right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There are people all over this country who support public radio, but they're not going to support your station. That's up to you. It is your responsibility to support KERA because you're the person who listens to it. Please consider right now joining the station at the $365 level. Maybe the $1,500 level is right for you. We would love to wrap this drive up as soon as possible.
I don't think we've had a Friends member join this week during Think, and that would sure be nice. We know that there are those of you out there who would consider supporting this station at that level. That's $1,500 a year. It comes out to $125 a month if you become a sustaining member. It is something that would absolutely speak to what your values are in terms of having great information presented to you all day long. Think about what you spend for your cable bill or for the electric bill or anything else. You're already sustaining those guys. So you might think about doing the same thing for KERA.
And you can probably pick up those Ladysmith tickets with your friend's membership, too. I bet they could work something out. The number is 1-800-456-5372. The web address is kera.org. Please consider becoming a member now. Please help us wrap this drive up as quickly as possible. And that starts with your call to 1-800-456-5372.
Thanks.
Funding for Think comes from SMU's Informal Courses for Adults. Short courses in the arts, writing, languages, history, and travel start weekly in January. Learn something new. Details at smu.edu/think.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. My guest this hour is National President of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, Cecile Richards. And you can join the conversation today by calling 1-800-933-5372, or you can send email to think@kera.org. Cecile, I'm wondering if you would talk for a minute about the way that pop culture is treating unplanned pregnancy these days. It seems like whenever anyone has a problem with unwanted pregnancy, the sort of happy ending is always that they decide not only to go through with the pregnancy, but pretty much to keep the child, regardless of the age of the parent or anything else. And I'm wondering if you would talk about that and the effect that it has on perceptions.
Well, I think, yeah, I know it's been interesting, sort of the spate of movies. And look, I'm glad it's even in the popular culture, just this conversation, because I actually think it kind of creates an opportunity. As I was saying earlier, one of the things is, how do you start these conversations with your teenagers or your children? And sometimes these popular culture movies provide that opportunity, just as I would say the Jamie Lynn Spears story.
Sister Britney Spears.
Exactly, right? Who, you know,
Pregnant at
16, pop idol, all that, was a very good example of a thing where, you know, we talk about teen pregnancy all the time and the importance of education, information. Planned Parenthood got more calls from more TV and media outlets about this topic. So, and sometimes you have to seize these moments when popular culture sort of, you know, intersects with the work that we do. But I think it's important that we just look, Hollywood is Hollywood. You know, everything always has, you know, a happy ending. And I think it's important just to sort of bring some reality into these conversations, particularly when you're talking to your kids about what it means. I know Juno has been a really popular movie, and I think a very compelling story, a great character, you know, great script. I think it's interesting, actually, that the lead in that movie, independently of the movie, has said to young people, you know, you should talk to Planned Parenthood, get information, don't necessarily repeat my experience. But I just think we have to use these popular culture moments to have this conversation in America.
What do you do with the Jamie Lynn Spears story, though, where clearly, as you said, she's a pop idol. She's a Disney. I think her show's on Disney Channel, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Doesn't she make it look like this is a great thing to be doing? She gets all this attention. And do you worry about well-meaning teenage girls thinking, well, it's not so bad?
Well, I think that the glamorization of teen pregnancy – that's where I thought the Juno movie was, you know, it did a good job of saying, like, it's not so glamorous to be 9 months pregnant and trying to, you know, when you want to go to the, prom, you know. I think there is a danger in not really talking about her experience. The young Spears woman's experience is not going to be like the experience of most girls who get pregnant as teenagers and have children. It's, you know, we know all the studies show that if you get pregnant as a teenager, much less likely to be able to finish high school, extremely unlikely to finish college. And so really that unfortunately sort of starts a cycle of poverty that's very hard to get out of, you know, very hard to take care of your child and yourself and be economically self-sustaining.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. My guest is the National President of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, Cecile Richards. Let's speak to Rose in Dallas. Hi, Rose.
Hello. It's 10:30. Do you know where your parents are? I was wondering if your guests could speak about the rising rate of STDs in older women, because this was something that they didn't expect.
Right. No, it's a good point, Rose. I mean, I'll just take that moment to say, you know, this year, if things don't change in this country, 4 million young people will contract a sexually transmitted infection. So it's really almost epidemic proportions among young people. But you're right, the use of condoms and protection continuing on into older age is really, really important. It's one of the things that we focus on a lot is it's not just preventing an unintended pregnancy. It's also making sure that women are educated throughout their lives about preventing a sexually transmitted disease. And I think some folks think once they're past their childbearing years, this is no longer an issue for us. But there have been obviously a number of articles written about this. And that's why Planned Parenthood, I want to stress, we not only serve a clientele that's 19 to 28, but really women much beyond that, and even into their 40s, 50s, who are still sexually active and need reproductive health care.
How does it work in terms of fees? You mentioned that a lot of your clients qualify anyway for Medicaid and things, but for ones that don't, but don't necessarily have the money to pay a regular doctor, is there a sliding scale?
Right. There's a sliding scale for patients. There's 28 Planned Parenthood health centers within this sort of the Metroplex area and this four county area. And in all of our facilities, we work with women to make sure that they can get affordable health care. Again, because that's really our goal, is to make sure that any woman who needs reproductive health care can get it.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's go next to Patrick in Cleburne. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Ms. Richards. This is Patrick Barkman.
Hi, Patrick.
I worked with your mom on her first campaign.
Oh, my God. How are you?
I'm fine. I remember I worked with Dave Miller.
Yeah, it's nice to hear your voice.
It's really nice to talk to you again. And I want to say how much we miss your mother so much.
Yeah, me
she
too.
She just meant so much to so many people, and one of the things I am proudest of is working on her campaign in 1990. And I thought, if you might, I know this is a little off topic, but could you talk about what you think her ultimate legacy will be to the state of Texas?
Well, Patrick, it really it's incredible. It's been a long time. It's nice to hear your voice. And I have to say, it's amazing, not only here in Texas, but going around the country, the number of young people I meet who somehow mom touched their lives or got them involved in politics. And I think that is, I guess I'd say there's a lot of things I think she would be proud of, but I think getting young people and women into politics and making it something that was interesting and relevant and part of their lives, I think would probably be maybe her lasting legacy. Not just for this state, but for folks outside of Texas as well. I'm constantly running into people who decided to run for office or get involved because of that election. So thanks for your call. It's good to hear from you.
Well, surely when your mom was alive, you had to get used to sort of sharing her with the world. There was the woman that you knew within the confines of your home and everything else. I'm wondering, in dealing with her loss, if that public outpouring of grief sort of made it more difficult to process what the personal loss was for you.
Well, the truth is she was a part of the public, and that's so I was happy to share her in every way. And the truth is, I love now, even she's been gone now more than a year, but still very much a part of my life and probably always will be. But it's wonderful, actually, to run it. I was just back in Waco, which is my birthplace, and ran into folks that I hadn't seen in a very long time. And, they recounted old stories of her and things that from my childhood. And, the truth is, it's nice to know that her memory lives on with a lot of people beyond me and my family. And frankly, I love hearing those stories. It's, it's fine.
Was growing up in your house, was it a sort of place where you had this automatic confidence that you could do anything? Or was there this great pressure that you better do something special?
A little bit of everything. It was funny because, I grew up in Dallas and my mother just, she was a pretty typical Dallas a housewife. I mean, she really didn't work except for she worked hard at taking care of us, but essentially she was a volunteer, classic, at schools and in political campaigns and those kind of things until much later in our life, till really the kids were grown. So I feel like in many ways we had a pretty traditional upbringing, and it wasn't until later in her life that she actually ran for office. But she was always busy and always about doing something. And so I think from and I think about public service, no matter as a volunteer or as a public official. And I think that was embedded into our psyche pretty early on.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. The email address is think@kera.org. My guest is Cecile Richards. She's national president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Do you think, Cecile, that young people are involved enough in choosing whatever it is they're passionate about and sort of volunteering or getting themselves involved on some level that has nothing to do with the way they make a living for themselves?
I think that I have never seen a generation, you know, I've been kind of doing organizing work and public service work for a very long time. I am so amazed and encouraged to see the young people I've met, even in this job at Planned Parenthood over the last 2 years around the country, who are taking an incredibly active role in their own lives, but in the lives of their community. One of the things that I didn't get to mention earlier is we do a lot of work with teens as to teach them as to be peer educators in their communities, to teach other young people about being responsible, about responsible sexuality, and giving them information. And the teens I've met just have given me this unbelievable renewed hope about this next generation, that they're not like we were and they're different, but they are passionately committed to creating a better community and to creating a better country. And I think no one can look at this election without being really moved by the number of young people who are participating. It's we're taking back our democracy. I mean, I think we really are seeing a resurgence of young people's commitment and activism that is it's very exciting.
What do you think about the current makeup of the Supreme Court and the possibility that mm-hmm. Roe v. Wade could be overturned?
Well, it's very real, I'm glad you raised it. You know, Planned Parenthood, you know, works as a litigator as well to make sure that we protect the rights of women to have a legal and safe abortion. Because I think one thing I'd say about this point, abortion existed before Roe versus Wade. It was simply illegal and unsafe, and women died. So I think all of us recognize that our goal here, that making abortion illegal is not going to end it. It's simply going to make it dangerous again. And our goal at Planned Parenthood is to make it less necessary, right? Is to do the prevention work we need. So to have a Supreme Court now, which is really tipped, you know, right at the 5-4 balance, is a concern. And the next president of the United States will most likely make more appointments. We've seen the shift in the balance under President Bush, you know, two nominees that he's put on the court who have really dramatically changed the whole tenor of the court, and particularly around women's reproductive health care and rights. So that's one of the reasons that Planned Parenthood will be very actively involved through our Action Fund in moving 1 million people to the polls next November, 1 million Planned Parenthood supporters to the polls next November to elect a president who will protect women's health and rights.
If Roe v. Wade were to be overturned, it wouldn't instantly outlaw abortion everywhere. It would turn it back to the states.
Correct.
And I'm wondering what you can talk about, characterize how politics at the state level would change if every single state had to go back and reconsider this question.
Well, I mean, it would be the same as if we decided other fundamental rights in this country were suddenly going to be states' issues. So what if we decided, well, you know, women couldn't vote anymore, just each state decide on their own? I mean, you can imagine that. We do a lot of work at the state level, working in the legislatures, not only about rights issues, but really to make sure that there is adequate family planning support, you know, comprehensive education for young people, that kind of thing. I just don't think we want to go back to a time in which there are states that protect women, protect women's health, and there are states where we don't. And so I think that's not a good scenario for this country and would be an enormous step backwards for women.
Cecile Richards is my guest. She's national president of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. She's in town to give an address tomorrow. She'll be the keynote speaker at the 2008 Fort Worth Annual Luncheon of Planned Parenthood. And you can find more information about that at our website, the think page of KERA.org. We'll return to our discussion with Cecile in just a moment. You can join us there at 1-800-933-5372. But don't call that number until you have called the other number, 1-800-456-5372, to become, Jeff Whittington, the next new or renewing member.
Yes, or returning member.
Maybe
you joined the station years ago and thought, well, I'm a member. That's good. Well, it's a yearly membership. And if your membership expired a few years ago, that's okay. The door is open. The phone lines are open, as they say, and the website's there for you, 1-800-456-KERA. You can join the station for as little as $35, and You can pick up your very own copy of the United States Constitution and a handy what it says, what it means, hip pocket guide when you join at any level, $35 and above. Tell the volunteer when you call. There are thank you gifts at virtually every level. And if there's something you heard over the weekend or earlier this week that you just thought, well, gee, maybe I should get that. Call. It's probably available. 1-800-456-5372.
Yeah, we know. This is not QVC. We know that you're not calling to get a thank you gift of some kind. You're not calling to buy this stuff.
Or it's else... okay if you are.
But, well, what I'm going to say is, if it is an enticement, look, my parents are the kind of people that love to make contributions. They're very generous, but they also love to receive a little treat. And I think there's nothing wrong with that at all. If, for example, you would like to have two general admission tickets and to the Fort Worth Modern, the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth, and also two movie passes to the Modern at the Magnolia, you can receive that when you join with a $90 contribution. It's a very good deal, and you do great things for KERA at the same time.
You know, these kind of discussions, Chris, that you're having today on the show are exactly what public radio exists to provide, a long, in-depth discussion on several topics that you're not going to hear a lot of coverage on in the mainstream media. You know, who shot who and who robbed what bank or whatever, you're going to find only on public radio an hour-long discussion about an organization with the national president of an organization like Planned Parenthood Federation that's actually it's not sensational, it's not confrontational, and it's not one-sided. It's just a conversation. It's a conversation that you support when you call 1-800-456-5372 and join the station. It's a conversation that you can participate in as well, because that's what this show is here for every single day.
I have to tell you, Jeff, one thing that I'm really proud of in working here is that we often have topics and guests and things that people would consider to be controversial, and we've taken this issue from multiple sides. And I think we have plans actually to have a different guest with a different perspective in a few weeks. The interesting thing about it is that this is a place where we can come and discuss ideas. It doesn't have to be a place where people scream and shout at each other. It's a place where people discuss what they believe. If you have a guest who you just think is brilliant, you can listen. If you have someone that you really disagree with, you can sit and listen for an hour and understand exactly how it is that other people think. And so many times I think when we all do this sincerely, you come to a place where you can understand the perspective of others, and we sort of reach common ground, which is a good thing.
1-800-456-5372, online at KERA.org. You know, and Chris, disagreement is not unwelcome.
No, of course not.
The rules that I have as the producer of the show is that you must be civil, you must be calm, and you must be concise.
And sober.
Yeah, well, yeah. although, I don't know.
That one slipped by us a couple times.
Sometimes that might... No, but that's it. You've got to be polite, because this is a place for intelligent and polite discourse about a variety of topics, some that are really, really important and very, very difficult for some people, and some that are just fun. So, you know, if you like that, if you like that kind of show, if you listen every day, please support it at 1-800-456-KERA.
Of course, you can go online to KERA.org, check out the thank you gifts there. You can make your contribution right there. No matter what, whether you call 1-800-456-5372 or you go online to KERA.org, the entire exchange should only last a minute and a half, 2 minutes. If you've got questions about a thank you gift that you've seen, you can ask a volunteer. If you've got questions about membership levels or how you pay, you can do it by check, credit card. You can set up a sustaining membership. All that information is right there for you online at KERA.org or on the phone at 800-456-5372. Thank you so much.
Funding for Think comes from SMU's Informal Courses for Adults. Short courses in the arts, writing, languages, history, and travel start weekly in January. Learn something new. Details at smu.edu/think.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. My guest this hour is Cecile Richards. She's the national president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. She's in town for an address tomorrow in Fort Worth. And you can join our conversation at 1-800-933-5372 or by sending email to think@kera.org. Let's go next to Will in Dallas. Hi, Will.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, thank you.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to call and ask Ms. Richardson a question.
Okay.
And I think her message about young people getting involved in politics and protection for women in regard to abortion is amazing. And I was also wondering why Planned Parenthood is waiting until later in the election to get involved in the process, when one of the candidates, Ron Paul, supports her views specifically.
Okay. Fair question, Will. Thanks for calling. You know, actually, a lot of Planned Parenthood folks are involved in the election now. It's just as an organization, we haven't made an endorsement. And part of the reason is because there are several candidates who fully support women's reproductive rights in this election. And so I think that it'll simply be once there are nominees for both parties and kind of a clear choice. I think there may be real differences between the nominees, and that'll be an opportunity for us to weigh in with an endorsement. But I've actually encouraged all of our supporters to be involved in the primaries. We had a lot of folks in the states of Nevada and New Hampshire and Iowa going to their caucuses, and not only on behalf of candidates, but also, frankly, on behalf of women's health. Part of what we're trying to do is make sure that access to affordable health care, which we care so passionately about, is part of this election. And I think, because I think that's it's an issue every single family in America is facing.
What sorts of public coverage is there? What services are covered by public funds, and which ones have to be paid for by private funds?
You know, it's the list is probably too long for me to go through here, but there are a number of services that Planned Parenthood, particularly Planned Parenthood of North Texas in this area, provides where there are public support for, including family planning, including cervical and breast cancer screening, which I think a lot of women may not know they can go to Planned Parenthood for those services as well. Because increasingly we see women that come to Planned Parenthood, they may have come for birth control first, but then they find out that they can get a whole array of health services, and sometimes we're their only really health care provider, you know, we're their main doctor. So I think it's a whole array of services, and again, depending on income, they may qualify for, you know, a whole array of services. And encourage folks to go to the website, Planned Parenthood's PPNT for NorthTexas.org, and you can find a clinic near you. You can find the services they provide and make an appointment.
Do you serve men as well?
Absolutely. In fact, it's interesting. With the rise of sexually transmitted infections and disease, we do a lot more testing for young men and also treatment. This is really important. And I think, you know, it's been so it's a growing area for us in terms of as a patient provider. And I've also been encouraged to see that young men are taking an active role, even in the peer education I talked about earlier. They want to get trained in sexuality, in health, in learning how to talk to their peers about being responsible and being responsible with their sexual health. So it's great to know that it's no longer just a women's issue, I think, and that responsibility for preventing an unintended pregnancy and for staying healthy and safe is something that young men and young women are taking responsibility for.
It's great to know that we've made such extraordinary progress in dealing with HIV/AIDS and allowing people who have the infection to live pretty normal lives if they have access to medication. I'm wondering, though, as someone who came of age in the 80s when this was part of every conversation anybody had about sex, whether there's a message now for younger people that says, well, it's not such a thing to be feared, and if that's started to have repercussions on the way people behave.
Well, it's one of the areas that we are concerned about at Planned Parenthood is that young people, particularly with the advent of this abstinence only until marriage program that's been funded by this administration, the problem is a lot of that programming teaches young people only that condoms don't work and that prevention doesn't work. And so unfortunately there's a lot of myths out there, I think, and it really is important that young people know when they become sexually active, may that be a long time away, that they use condoms. And you know, it's not just about birth control. It's about preventing sexually transmitted infections as well. As I said earlier, you know, and before our last break, 4 million young people are estimated to will contract a sexually transmitted infection this year in America. That's unacceptable as a healthcare issue.
I wonder if you have, obviously you have a perspective. What did you think about Governor Perry and the issue with the HPV vaccine and the uproar over all that?
Well, I followed it a little bit from afar because I don't live in Texas now, although I try to follow, you know, follow passionately what's happening here in the state. The HPV vaccine is a tremendous breakthrough for women in terms of in preventing cervical cancer. And so we're very excited to be able to provide the HPV vaccine at our health centers. It's still very expensive. And one of the things we all have to work on is to make this an affordable vaccine for any young woman or woman who wants it. So I was, you know, pleased that Governor Perry was in support of making sure that people were aware of the HPV vaccine. I just think we're far from being able to, you know, have a mandate until we can make it affordable, affordable for young women. But you know, frankly, getting the news out there, getting information out there to parents that this is a vaccine they can get for their daughters is really important because I think obviously any parent, including myself, who can prevent their child from getting cancer, getting an avoidable cancer is, you know, is a good thing.
We did a show when the vaccine first came out, and the question that we had from several listeners was about why, if the vaccine is just as easily transmitted by men as by women, why it hadn't been tested and whether it wouldn't be a good thing that we also look at making this common for boys to get.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I mean, I think that's definitely the next step. This is and again, I think with all of these issues in sexual health, the more that these are issues that we deal with, not as simply being a women's issue or a women's responsibility, but this is a responsibility of both partners, is a good thing. And I think that's the direction we're going with HPV. And again, this is just sort of the first step, is getting the vaccine approved by the FDA and making it available. Now we have to make it affordable and available for everyone.
What do you think is the best sign of progress that you've seen, even in the – you've had the job for over a year now. What have you seen changing since you've started?
Well, I think a couple of things. One is we got the biggest increase in family planning this year through this Congress that we've seen, I think, in about 7 years. And that's good. That just means more women will have access to affordable family planning. And I think the other thing that we've seen is a real I think that the American people are really tired of this political divisiveness around the issue of reproductive health care. And I think a real desire just to get back to what this is, which is it's basically women's health care. It's protecting women's health. And we need to deal with these issues as health issues. I've been very encouraged. We work with a lot of governors around the country. We had last week Governor Napolitano from Arizona became the 16th governor who said that they were not going to accept any more federal absence only until marriage money in the state of Arizona because they needed the flexibility to teach comprehensive sex education, not because it's a political issue, but because it's a health issue. You know, we've had governors say, look, we just need to do what's right for our teens, and a program that will only let us talk about abstinence isn't getting to the root of the problem in the country. So I just think we're seeing a much more a return of mainstream common sense approaches to these issues.
Do you think historically both sides have been equally responsible for making it perhaps an overly politicized issue?
Well, you know, I would say for Planned Parenthood, you know, as a we've been a healthcare provider for 91 years in America. And I would say over the last 10 years, we've allowed people who are essentially opponents sometimes of basic health care to dominate this dialogue. And I think that, you know, what we've been doing, and I'm encouraged to see it, is just having a much more open, honest conversation about who we are and what we do. That 97% of our services are prevention services, birth control, cancer screenings, family planning. And that if we could do more of that, then we could really reduce the need for abortion in this country. And I think that's essentially what people what people want to see.
And just briefly, setting aside the abortion question, there's a huge percentage of Americans, is it 89% that believe in birth control?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the vast majority of Americans and women who are sexually active at some point in their life use birth control. In fact, there was a great statistic, one of my favorites, the Guttmacher Institute reported. The average woman in America who wants to have children wants to have two children, and she spends an average of 5 years having those children, and she spends an average of 30 years trying to avoid getting pregnant when she's not ready to be. So if we think about our work at Planned Parenthood, is those 30 years times 60 million women, you know, that's a lot of health care. And that's really what we need to focus on.
Cecile Richards is National President of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. She will be the keynote speaker tomorrow in Fort Worth at the Planned Parenthood Federation luncheon. You can find information about that by calling 817-878-2650, or you can find links on our website, the Think page of KERA. Cecile, thank you so much. It's been great having you on the program.
It's great to be here, too. Thanks very much.
And thanks to everyone who has been calling this hour to support KERA with your contributions of financial support. The number to do that is 1-800-456-5372, or you can go to kera.org online. There's a support page. You can check out thank you gifts and different membership levels and ways to pay. It's a good opportunity for you to say, yes, this is a public radio station that I support, that I listen to. I already spend my time here. I come every day and listen to different ideas, and it's something that I want to support with my dollars as well. Jeff Whittington, we started out this membership campaign for winter with a, $300,000 goal?
Yes, that is correct. I just sat down. I thought you were talking about me. He said, I spend my time here. I'm interested in these things.
Oh, you do spend a lot of time here. You're interested in all the topics. As senior producer of the show, it's good to know.
Oh, you were talking about them.
Them.
The ubiquitous them.
The ubiquitous them.
Those who listen.
Those who listen, yes.
The listener. You.
You who listen.
You,
yes.
The listener to this public radio station.
We've been instructed to always speak during these drives to you as you, and so it does get confusing when Jeff walks in.
That's my thing. I like to say you, because really we are talking to you. I mean,
the listener.
Radio is it's us and you. I mean, you know, there may be a lot of yous, but it's just you and us. We're just talking to you, and we're asking you to call 1-800-456-5372. And yes, we have a $300,000 goal. We're getting close to halfway-ish there. But really, our real goal, and I've been saying this, and it's kind of cheesy, but it's true, is to get you to call or to get you to go online to pledge. Because once we do that, then we're not talking to you anymore. We're talking to your neighbor in the parking lot, the person who sits three cubicles down from you, you know, the person on the corner in your neighborhood who, you know, has a NPR sticker but it's old and it's peeling off their car. So, you know, that's who we're talking to. Once you pledge, we're not talking to you anymore.
We have $162,000 left to raise. Here's the truth. If everyone listening, if you who listen joined at the basic membership level of $35, if every single listener did that, the drive would be over now. We might even have fewer per year than we already do, which is only three now. It's very, very simple to become a supporting member, and you get to hear what you're spending your money on every time you turn on the radio. 1-800-456-5372 is the telephone number, or you can go online to kera.org. Think about your values and your priorities and the other things that you choose to spend your money on, and think about how public radio reflects what you believe in, not in terms of opinions expressed, but the believing in the exploration of ideas.
1-800-456-5372 is the place to support that. And what a fantastic conversation today with Cecile Richards. It was just, you know, it's the kind of thing that I just don't know that anyone else is going to spend the time with her. I mean, she's speaking tomorrow. She's in town. And that the organization that she represents as the national president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America is doing a lot of stuff that you don't hear about in the daily sort of media landscape. You don't hear about all of the outreach programs that they're involved with. And, you know, it's just a great chance for you and for me and for everyone who's within earshot of this radio station to listen to a great conversation.
You are supporting your source for NPR News, KERA 90.1, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, K261 CW 100.1 in Tyler, K202 DR 88.3 in Wichita Falls, and K257 EV 99.3 in Sherman.
We love hearing from you all over the listening area, no matter what call letters and frequency you're listening to this station on. You're listening to KERA, and it is your public radio station. And we are asking you, yes, we're asking just you to call 1-800-456-5372. We're asking you to go online to kera.org. Choose a level of support. $35 is fine. $3,500 is fine. Seriously, any level that is right for you is perfect for this radio station. We just want you to get involved. Please do it now. 1-800-456-5372.
You know, there comes a time in your life where you decide that there are certain things that you believe in and that you want to spend money on. You know, no one can compel you to become a member of this radio station. We can't track you down and demand that you cough up $90 or $365 or whatever it would be. But you know how much you listen. You can ask yourself and you can think about being that person who's really going to take responsibility for what you listen to and what you believe in. Public radio is this magical thing that exists because people who believe in ideas and in commercial free broadcasting and in, frankly, a kind of content that just doesn't necessarily fly in the commercial world. We all know it's different. You can hear how it's different. You can support it and be part of what makes it possible by calling 800-456-5372. We have Riverdance.
Uh-oh. Riverdance is back at Nokia Grand Prairie. Let's see.
I was excited about Ladysmith, and now I want to go to Riverdance.
It was the greatest dancing concert she's ever seen in her life.
It's true. I saw Riverdance.
Chris, these incentives are like they have a focus group of one, and it's Chris Boyd, and she sits in a room, and they say, Riverdance tickets? It'll work. Chris loves it.
If there was some Peter Gabriel album, forget about it. We just pass out.
At the $180 level on a credit card, you can pick up two tickets, front of stage, lower level seats, in sections 102, 103, and 104 on Thursday night, March 20th at 8 p.m., Riverdance at Nokia. Let's see, what does it say? Nokia Theater at Grand Prairie.
I can already hear those whacking heels against the floor and all those people dancing with their arms down at their sides. It's extraordinary. And you can help KERA at the same time that you see this phenomenal show.
You can go get tickets, okay? Tickets are available probably at your favorite or not so favorite ticket outlet, which we won't mention. But I'm sure tickets are available for this. I'm sure they're a lot cheaper than $180 for a pair of tickets. Maybe not. But,
not by the time you pay that convenience fee.
But I bet they are. But those people aren't working this out for you so that you can support your favorite radio station. We're working it out for you so you can.
Such a deal. 1-800-456-5372 is the telephone number to call. I believe anything where there's tickets you have to do with a credit card, but the volunteers can help you set that up.
Yep.
If you're interested in joining in some other way or for some other thank you gift or for no thank you gift, you can always do that online at kera.org. We sincerely appreciate your support.
Think is produced by Jeff Whittington and engineered by Jeannie Mascoro. Learn about upcoming programs, subscribe to our free daily podcast, and order CD copies of your favorite Think shows on the radio page of KERA.org. And we'd like to hear what you think about Think. Email your comments, questions, and suggestions to think@KERA.org.